It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there! Welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your voice of encouragement, spreading seeds of hope, scattering seeds of hope that will grow up into a world of possibilities and creating possibilities in the world. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, please like, share, and comment. And you can find me at CatherineLang.com if you want to connect. Today, we are invested in keeping on, keeping on. Because last few weeks, we were talking about, growing, learning to talk butterfly, learning to take flight into our possibilities. And now we're going to keep on doing that. We're just going to rinse and repeat and keep going. So we are on the first week of a new series called Keep On, Keeping On. And this week is all about how you keep caring. And I promise you, there are going to be days when the last thing you want to do is care about things. Yes, you want to care about the people around you, the people that you like. It's those other people that you struggle to keep caring for. But we have to be intentional. We have to be purposeful. We have to be focused in being invested in other people and in caring for other people. Because today we're talking about how caring for other people, for other things, for other situations, that's going to increase your connections. And since everything that we do, everything worth doing, worth having, worth being is all grounded and founded on relationships, we need to be invested in making connections. So the first thing is that caring makes way for collaboration so we can work together. Second is caring creates unity so we can get along. Third, caring enhances trust so that it increases our bond together. Fourth, it sets a foundation of support. And who doesn't need more support, right? And finally, it ignites positive energy. Caring fuels positivity. And we all, especially in this world, we can all use more positivity for our journey. If we are invested in caring, we will find that more connections become available to us. And through each of those connections, we can begin to grow the relationships that ground us and lift us at the same time, because we need a solid foundation to take off. So they ground us and lift us at the same time. I, over the last several years, my husband and I have, our whole family really have been going through this, what I would like to call a situation. And we made a connection to the situation that normally would have been just professional. It would just have been, a sign the document, we agree to work with you kind of situation. But we developed a place where we care about each other. We care about what happens to him. He cares about what happens to us. And it is moving us beyond this one moment into new situations, new opportunities. We didn't just have a business deal. We developed a friend. And we care about him, and he cares about us. And because he cares about us and we care about him, it makes room for new directions, new opportunities. No matter what the circumstances we face, we still have that caring that is the foundation of what next. So the thing to think about is that caring is going to make way. Caring is going to create and enhance the connections so that you can continue to build for your journey. So the first thing is that caring makes room for collaboration. If I don't care about you, I cannot work with you. Now, I can use you to get what I want, but that is not the same as working with you. When we're working together, we're both trying to do things that will mutually benefit the path of the other. So when we care about each other, then we find ways to be mutually beneficial. I've had the opportunity, my husband's been to some, but not much, to attend WordCamp year after year after year. And I even got involved in helping to organize WordCamp Birmingham. And what I discovered is that with WordCamp, the people, even though you would think that a bunch of business owners getting together to talk about business are looking to get more business, what I discovered was that they were all about getting invested in each other, building a community. And this community cares about what's happening to the lives of the people around them. So much so that when a storm hit us 3 years ago, see if you can do the math, the Word Camp community reached out to see if that what they could do to help me. They reached out individually, but it was a group because they cared. They cared about what happened. And when we care about what happens to each other, it makes room for collaboration. We're able to do things together and do things for each other because we have developed this caring connection. And the more we care and the more we connect, the bolder we become in helping each other out. I know the strengths of Nathan. Nathan knows my strengths, and Nathan knows where I'm not strong. And he's not afraid to tell me, which is what we need. But if we're not in a place of caring, we can't do that for each other. We can't help each other out, and we can't hold each other accountable because it is all about me. And as long as it's all about me, you can't hear me. But when I show you that I care, it opens up a world of opportunities for us to collaborate and build on something more. The second thing about caring, increasing connections, is that it creates unity. I mean, it doesn't mean we have to agree about everything. Odds are pretty good we're not going to agree about everything. But if you know I care, then you'll listen when I share. And when I know that you care, I choose to listen as well. More importantly, if I care for you, then I am listening to you. It goes back to what we talked about last couple of days, the first day especially, how we have to be willing to be actively listening. If you're caring for somebody, you're actively listening. And if I'm listening to you, then it allows me to hear things that I might not have heard otherwise. If I'm focused on what I want out of this only, if that's all I'm thinking about, then no matter what you're saying in my head, I'm formulating my idea, my path, my way, my better. It's all about me. But when I'm invested in caring, then I'm listening to what you're saying more than thinking about what I can get out of this and how I can manipulate it for myself. Caring says, let's work together. Caring says, let's find a way. Caring says, your idea matters. And when caring shows all these things, then I'm willing to be unified in what we're doing, even if I don't fully agree with everything that you're saying. It's kind of like going to church. You don't have to agree with everything the pastor says, but if you care about him, you'll listen to him and you'll only laugh at his jokes. The third thing to think about when it comes to caring, increasing connection, is that caring is going to enhance your trust. The more that you see that someone cares about you, the more likely you are to trust what they say, what they do, and even the direction that they're going. If you don't believe somebody cares about you, then you don't trust that they're trying to point you in the right direction. It is the difference between a teacher that has shown a student that they truly care, that they're invested in that student, and a teacher doing a job. If a student knows that a teacher is there because they care, and they've seen it, and they've experienced it, and they felt that caring, then they will trust that teacher more. I had several teachers when I was in school that I would still go to today because I know that they cared about me. And because I know that they cared about me, I can trust that the advice that they would give or the suggestions that they would give or even just the ear that they would offer to listen, that it would be useful. It's something I can trust. I don't feel that way with everybody. If I don't feel that there's caring involved, that they truly care about me, not because they're supposed to act like they care, but because I can see it in their heart. I can see it in their actions. I can see it in their attitude. I can feel it when they walk in the room. That kind of caring tells me I can trust what's being said and what's being done. I have two good friends, Steve and Vicky. They are definitely people that I trust. I know that they care about us. I know that they care about me. I know that they care about my family. So whenever they say something, I trust what they're saying. Now, I don't always follow what they say, but I trust it. I trust that it's given from a place of caring, and that makes a difference. If there's not an agenda involved, if there's not a reciprocation expected, then I can trust those words more than any other words or actions that come towards me. So caring enhances trust because I believe what the heart's telling me. The fourth thing about caring increasing connections is that it sets a foundation for support. Just like it builds trust, it's a foundation. It's solid. I can stand on it. If no matter what you're doing, you need a solid foundation to start. If you've ever tried to push a car, and if you've never tried to push off a car, you did not live in an era when you had stick shifts and that's how you had to jump your car off. Or you were sneaking it out the back alley so that your friend's mother didn't hear it start. That's another story. But when you're trying to push a car, you need a firm foundation to get started. If your foundation's slick, like if you're wearing jelly shoes, you can't get traction. And if you can't get traction, you can't get anywhere. We're building lives of purpose. We're building intentional, bold, overflowing with abundance kind of lives. We need traction. And caring sets that foundation that gives us the traction we need to take the next step, to do the next thing, to dare the next choice. But we need that foundation to help us. That's why we need each other. We need to be in relationships. We need to be connected. And we need to be connected to people that are boldly going their way so that we can be encouraged and supported to boldly go our way. Each of us is uniquely designed on purpose and for a purpose, but we cannot walk out that purpose if we don't have a foundation that's going to give us the lift and give us the ability to do what we need to do. Caring sets that foundation. It creates the support we need to be able to try something new, find a new opportunity, learn a new skill, share a new story. Caring is the foundation of support we need to live our best lives. And finally, caring ignites positive energy. One of the reasons I think people get so giggly around videos with babies giggling is that it you form a bond with that child instantly. You, we care for kids. It's very few people out there that I know of don't care for kids in the sense that you know you need to protect them. So it ignites the ability. It connects us. It connects the heart to the heart. And when caring connects the heart to the heart, we giggle more, we share more, we laugh more. If you're at an event with people who don't know each other and there's no relationship built, you tend to see less joy in the event. You always have that odd man out. I won't point fingers. But you always have that one person that is immediately invested in other people. But if you go to an event that doesn't have one of those folks, doesn't have a connector and an igniter, then you can feel the it's almost like the stagnation. It's just not warm and inviting. But when we are invested in each other and we are in caring for each other, then it becomes an environment of positivity, an environment of hope, an environment. When you touch a heart, when you open your heart to caring, you touch another heart. And when that happens, when that occurs, when the two touch, then we have a way to fire that connection. So it's just like going back to jumpstarting the car. If you don't have the connection, then you can never jumpstart the car. You can't get power from car A to car B without that connection. But when you have that connection, you can get things going. The same is true with caring for other people. It ignites the positive energy. It ignites the possibility thinking because we've gone through this process of developing collaboration and creating unity and enhancing trust and having support. Now, because we have all of these things and now we're infusing it with positive energy, everything becomes possible. All because we took time to care. When we think about caring, we don't think about it being a powerful force for moving us into our best lives, but it is an essential force to moving us into our best life. First, we have to love God. And then through that love of God, we have to love others, which is caring. Caring will give us the ability to keep on keeping on, to live our best lives, to do what we're uniquely designed to do, all because we took the time and made the choice to be invested in other people. We made the choice to put others first, just like we talked about the first day. Find your ways to get connected, to be invested, to intentionally engage others, to open your heart so that you can connect to another heart. When we are invested in caring, we are giving ourselves the ability to live out our best lives, and we fuel the others as well. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I'm excited about this journey to keep on keeping on. We need to infuse our lives as much as possible with the reminder that we can live our best lives. If you are struggling to live your best life, jump over to KatherineLang.com and sign up for a free call with me today. Until next time, remember, in all that you're doing, find a way to be blessed, to care, and to be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. And Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.